From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson, and these are your headlines for Wednesday, April 3rd. To limit the number of abandoned and stolen shopping carts found around Chico, the City Council approved an ordinance last year that would charge fees to retailers with carts off their property. Last night, the council voted to establish fees for the ordinance. For retailers that offer shopping carts to customers, a $20 fee will be issued for carts that haven't been retrieved within 3 days of the city reporting them. If stores fail to gather carts more than 3 times in 6 months, a $50 fee will be charged. The city's code enforcement supervisor addressed the council about the ordinance and said retailers have largely been cooperating. But in case any retailers aren't as compliant moving forward, she says, a resolution is necessary for enforcement. California's snowpack is above average again for this time of year. That's according to the state's latest survey earlier this week, the most important one of the season. Cap Radio's reporter Tony Rodriguez has more.
The snowpack was recorded as slightly above average at 113%. The Department of Water Resources measured the snowpack depth at 64 inches. This year's measurement was above average. Last year's measurement was double that. While 2 years above average snowpack relieves some concerns about water scarcity, Andy Rising, a water resources engineer, says that conservation efforts are necessary to safeguard the state's future.
We refer to the April 1st metric because that is typically when we peak our snowpack in California. And the true indicator, though, is how much of this snow is actually going to melt and reach our reservoirs.
Governor Gavin Newsom joined the snowpack announcement at Phillips Station, marking a shift from one of the largest dry periods in state history.
These extremes are becoming the new reality. And that new reality requires a new approach and a new sophistication in terms of the way we address and manage our water system.
Officials say capturing snowmelt is essential for the state's water storage systems in future dry periods. Tony Rodriguez, Cap Radio News.
The nonprofit Chico Housing Action Team, or CHAT, has been selected to receive more than $15 million in grant funding. CHAT announced the funding in a newsletter last week. It says it plans to use the grant to help fund a 66-unit affordable housing development. The funds will come from the California Department of Social Services and are intended to help house California's aging homeless population. The nonprofit says it is currently pursuing construction financing. It will also need to raise some matching funds to secure the grant, though officials say they only need to match a small portion of the overall funds. It's already a crime in California to publish someone's private data online without permission, also known as doxing. But a new assembly bill would make it easier for victims to pursue civil action against those responsible. Assemblymember Chris Ward co-authored the Doxing Victims Resource Act.
Whether or not somebody is prosecuted, there is no recourse for victims under the civil code, and that's an injustice. These victims are experiencing incredible trauma, incredible harassment, and we deserve additional deterrence to make sure that these acts are stopping from happening in the first place.
Doxing is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in county jail or a fine of no more than $1,000. If signed into law, the bill AB would allow victims to pursue damages of up to $30,000 and recoup attorney fees. The state Senate has passed a resolution acknowledging Ramadan and expressing the legislature's respect to Muslims across California and throughout the world. Ramadan is a holy month of fasting and spiritual renewal. Hayward Democratic Senator Aisha Wahab, the measure's author, says breaking the fast with friends and family in the early hours of the morning and late in the evening reminds Muslims of what they should treasure and enjoy in life.
But fasting has been a mental and emotional challenge for many Muslims this year. Across the world, famine, war, death have taken over. Innocent men, women, and children have died. Survivor's guilt is real.
The resolution states, quote, California's Muslim community is one of the most diverse in the nation with ethnic and cultural backgrounds that span the globe, unquote. Ramadan started on March 10th and ends next week on April 9th. A bill introduced by California Assemblyman Matt Haney of San Francisco would give workers the right to disconnect from emails, texts, and calls after hours. Haney announced the bill this week. The San Jose Mercury News reports Haney said smartphones and the internet have made workers reachable at virtually any time. He said the state needs some restrictions to allow for a work-life balance. The bill does allow for some exceptions, for example, emergency calls. The California Chamber of Commerce opposes the bill, arguing that the law is too vague and does not explain what constitutes an emergency. If passed, California would be the first state in the U.S. to enact such a law. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, April 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.